This is News from the Set, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richmond Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Farrow. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants to the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers? Wrong. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa.
Good chance of scattered light rain.
This is ABC News.
For Tuesday, 52.
Defense Secretary later in the day, says the Army Post in Georgia that was previously known
Tuesday night into Wednesday,
and changed to Fort Moore.
An additional 1 to 2 inches of snow possible on Wednesday with a high of 36.
The change from Fort Moore to Fort Benning appears to restore a name Congress retired 4 years ago. Rather than honoring a Confederate brigadier general, the Benning now being honored was a hero of World War I. Corporal Fred Benning was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his action in France in 1918. This change follows a similar move by Defense Secretary Hegseth to rename Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Bragg, whose name is now on the sign, was a recipient of the Silver Star for his service in World War II.
Officials reporting at least a dozen new cases of measles in West Texas. The head of the state's health department says there are now 158 cases. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that he's deeply concerned about the outbreak. Health officials now warning travelers. A child with measles passed through New York's JFK Airport. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Tom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks? Well, that's going to increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USA. No more USA involved. Well, that seems going to rock the field. What happens with prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Tom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony with a bail project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home and wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting and cash bail. Because freedom will be free.
Brought to you by the outcome.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Badgers losing to the Spartans, 71-62. Both teams struggling at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Dunn.
Untimely turnovers. Yeah, I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go. We turned the ball over twice in a row, coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them Mulligan right back after we got them to miss. We got them to miss a free throw. And then with some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years in South Carolina and replaces Ryan Feast, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson, from Stouffville, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Tom, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barry, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing online. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badger, Jack Nelson. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabo. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist. And his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothy Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Nora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Nora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Nora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad son. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A rain chance for the overnight. Lows near 40. South winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. A rain chance is persistent to Tuesday. Highs in the lower 50s. A light southeast wind. Rain and some blustery winds going into Tuesday night. Currently 46 degrees.
To address the attacks on social services. Later, I have a very special guest who will join us at
the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the center, WRCE.
From a childhood sweet play, I can still hear those voices sweet. They're calling me back to their quaint little shack where the circle will never more be.
Shifting gears, round the turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the lemons in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from. It's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from. A lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from. Trying to make a living. Working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from.
Find some
energy. I south of Detroit City.
I do like
I pulled in this country kitchen.
They came up with
try their brand of barbecue. Signs and fingers. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how to like my biscuits. I'll be honest with you, man.
I'm saying it's plenty to
eat like mama.
The future of the world.
Where I come from. It's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from. A lot of front porch picking. Where I come from. Trying to make a living, working hard to get to heaven, where I come
and
from.
And breaking my blood was tearing down America is bad for you. Tearing down America, I think, is what I call this. I think that's what Trump is doing. I think that's what Elon Musk is doing. I think that's what Vladimir Putin is doing.
I've chased the sun on 101, somewhere around him too. I lost the universal joint, and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am. Back home, we like the birds and sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living. Working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from.
It's not just that tearing down America exists. It's also that it's bad. It's not just that it's bad for you. So I would emphasize that.
heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky.
Busk is bad and he's bad
CB
for you.
CB rank, the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like
bad people with bad motives.
Lying
with bad
to him, and he asked me, aren't you from
bad
out in
friends.
Tux? No, but you might have seen me there.
Bad.
Just dropped a load
you.
Of salsa.
Tearing out of
where I
it's
come
bad.
From, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of fun.
That's not what I was
where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard.
Persuade Doge, right, to persuade the various Confederates who want to tear down America, who have found inspiration
you
from
can't run the
from the worst
you
elements
stand
of the deep south and the post.
You can't swim to the
deep
other
south.
Side if you don't jump
side
in.
And chance,
you'll never reach first place. Stays with the role to play, but you gotta walk home. No one said it would be easy. That first step is a tough one. The game of life can be risky, and you can bet you're gonna lose some.
The third time wasn't the time.
You can spend your whole life wishing that away. Just now, there's a pot of gold that's yours for the taking. You can't run the race if you stand still. You can't swim to the other side if you don't jump in. You'll never reach first base.
In your
life is like a stage with a role to play, but you gotta walk on. Yeah, life is like a stage with a role to play, but you gotta walk on.
Country and community. It's a larger variety of the music you enjoy from WRCO FM 100.9.
I had A Magic Wand and be that. That's who's given us the districts. That's who's given us these gerrymandered rules. They have states that are 51-49, and they have legislatures that are as if they were 65-35. Follow the lead of what Michigan did to get redistricting reform in a purple states don't just do one side. That should be federal.
My mind was drifting off on Martinique Bay.
Red congressional seats.
It's not that I'm not interested, you see.
Win legislature. Massive
Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be. I think Jamaican in the moonlight. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Start building up people who are used to the campaign.
Your voice
start building up new
down inside of my ear.
Future members of Congress.
I feel a tropical vacation this year. Might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. I think Jamaican in the moonlight. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove. While I am American dream, well, we can travel, girl, without any means. When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign. I think a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. Voila, an American dream. Yeah, we can travel, girl, without any means. When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign. Just think Jamaica in the moonlight. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. Split the difference, go to Coconut
statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. Just trying to write a song. I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walk
think about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway. There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north.
Country. Check out.
It's the 54th annual sales fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest American prices dream of the year. Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Well, looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
To get all this at no
keeping
cost,
your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank.
So the break,
don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
What's happening in the joint session? Don't care what's happening.
Does J.D. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, like belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets,
most
or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.G. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.G. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
And the then President George W. Bush got up and took the most important shot. And I don't argue.
Shouldn't be true. Until I look at you, I swear I never knew
yourself.
business, but with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates on all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business, no matter how big it is. It means more businesses enjoy smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Discounts of up to 80% on UPS, DHL Express, and Victoria service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies and growing e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies will stick with ShipStation for a year.
Friday, can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table? And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad thing.
Prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling in your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Princeton Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on YouTube and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bonfires in summertime, back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girls chugging up a little lighter.
Never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TV and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Support of our show keeps us on the
you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. One of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full body alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more. As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today. You can't afford the news. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast. Now, do it for yourself or do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com. It's just how easy it is.
Once they want to punch somebody in the mouth, what do you do? What's that? Tennessee River.
Yeah.
Walking hand in hand.
Yeah.
Gonna raise a family. Lord, settle down. Where peace and love can still be found. Oh, Tennessee River.
Fox News, so urging the military to be more vocal, including really high profile
now let
former
this be
Republican appointees, including people who serve Trump, who know he's doing the wrong stuff. We'll want to say something. That is the kind of thing that I would say.
Mama never raised any smart mouth kid. She told us once, that was it. She said, son, sit down. Son, that's enough. Mama really loved us, but she sure was tough. Could never get away with calling her bluff. You've been running all night, chasing those skirts. You ought to be ashamed, late again for work. Boy, don't you know you're on the wrong track? They're throwing it away, you never get it back. Hard loving mamas don't cut you no slack. My old man was a little bit more inclined to understand. Cause daddies know when to hang on and when to let go. He said being addicted to love's a real bad habit. If you can't be good, son, be good at it. I might see the light. My heart's been broke. I make mistakes. I still try to give them as much as I take. My old habits are hard to break. But my old man was a little bit more inclined to understand. Cause daddies know now when to hang on and when to let go. Yeah, being addicted to love's a real bad habit. If you can't be good, son, be good at it. If you can't be good, be good at it.
was just getting into this.
I like the car. I probably like the car more than I like the
yes.
Something right. Like that'll yeah. Shake you.
So I like that idea. I like that idea.
Wake you
and appreciate your phone call.
So I stopped off at a Texaco. Yeah, on a Slim Jim and the Coke. Parked out by the water just to watch that river flow.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, the electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
But once we do it,
the Shoebox in Blackearth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Blackearth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Actually build power, build infrastructure, organize
it.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters. The best price of the year. Hydraulic oil grease and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th, Napa Richland. Richardson Center in Boston.
Never know how.
From high-quality seeds to specialized seeds, Limeridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fury with Limeridge Ag. We offer raw seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top seed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitaferm, and Early Bird Show Seeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect seed for your operation. Limeridge Ag Supply, your partner in seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm.
5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day service guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available in our special room. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the
price. She makes you nervous.
Visit
GetNativePath.com. You get her number. You wait 2 days. You really want her. Act like you don't. Then when you got her, you walk away. Love is a game.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News after President Trump claims he will set tariffs against Canada and Mexico when he goes back at midnight Eastern time. It means prices are again about to get higher, including for cars.
There are thousands of auto parts across the border between the U.S. and Mexico and also Canada. Car makers have warned that they will end up having to charge higher prices for customers, potentially thousands more. And then, unfortunately, if you're paying more for a new car, you might see more demand for used cars, so used car prices can go up.
ABC News business correspondent Elizabeth Schulze. President Trump halting U.S. assistance to Ukraine Monday, seeking to pressure Ukraine's President Zelensky to engage in peace talks with Russia. The Senate voting 51-45 to confirm President Trump's pick for Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Fire crews in the Carolinas taking advantage of low winds Monday, allowing them to get ahead of those wildfires, causing evacuations and threatening hundreds of homes. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
He meets the parents.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilio Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won 2. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Honora. Honora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win 4 Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Honora was nominated 6 times and won 5. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Badgers losing to the Spartans, 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. I thought we had a 1-point game with about 5-6 minutes ago. We turned the ball over twice in a row, coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back after we had got them to miss. We got them to miss a free throw. And then did some offensive rebounding.
Badgers played Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new innings. Volleyball head coach Tom Medosa spent the last 7 years in South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stoughton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Tom, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barry, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing online. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
It's the Badgers, Jack Nelson.
Sports, I'm
Mike. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A rain chance for the overnight. Lows near 40. South winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. A rain chance is for
consistent at Tuesday. Highs in the lower 50s, a light southeast wind. Rain and some blustery winds going into Tuesday night. Currently 44 degrees.
Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian will not defend the vote.
The payback will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific. 5 million people don't have a passport. That's $130 for a passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process unless you planned a year ahead. You're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid the Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're still on the air. I'm trying to finish. I'm trying to finish, but you, are you still there? Okay. So the appreciate so much.
I've done it all.
What I would say is we do need a people's coalition. It doesn't need to be bigger than the Democratic Party. We do need something that reaches super it's majority an awful of voters. I don't think that the primary focus for me is on the political party. Right? In fact, I just use the vehicle
to look in the vehicle to get a bunch of mirror. Wins.
But
in total surprise,
if you work at your state level, so many of them are nonpartisan. You can start building the kind of pro-people power that can
and
move upwards.
In your
don't just expect.
Eyes.
Just don't just move into the blue and red argument. You've got to build a bigger political system. Another day, I'll talk more about support politics. But right now, what I want to do is finish by saying thank you. Thank you to everybody who called. Thanks, so kind. How is this country supposed to stand for working people and for democracy? And what are the things you can do to point your laser beam to help? What are the points of leverage? Because you are the coalition of benevolently rational. The coalition of benevolently rational. Good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. Definition of priceless. Worth a lot. Not for sale.
Well,
thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being part of this community. We'll be back tomorrow,
don't
Tuesday, Tuesday.
Understand.
You will.
The pleasure.
Video archives. Visit TomHartman.com.
Now I'm proud and free, still wearing jeans.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals who owe the IRS $10,000. Services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call a tax doctor right now. I mean right now.
listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got that.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Patrick. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blamed those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers? Broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from coal.
Like auto parts and groceries, but also senior prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Army post in Georgia that was previously